When I was a little girl, we had an assignment in second grade to write a book. There were no thoughts that it wasn't possible, because of course it was. We had no concerns about anything other than writing our story and getting it out into the world. The thing that I remember about this project was the ease of it. And my mom still has that cloth-bound book to this day. The title of the story was The Biggest Snail in the World, and it was about a mama snail that had two baby snails and two caves in her shell to a tunnel of gold and silver. Publishing that first book taught me something important. There's always at least one person who will read and like your book. In that case, in the case of that book, it was my mom. The other thing, looking back at that book, was that I was worried about money. Are you ready to write and publish your first book? Then my course, Make Money with eBooks, may be the resource for you. I've made thousands writing eBooks, both fiction and nonfiction, and love teaching future authors how to get their books done, leverage their content, grow their brand, and make money self-publishing. Go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/courses to check it out and get started today. So I talked to a lot of would-be authors about why they haven't published their first book yet. Typically, they'll tell me the following. Well, you know, Michelle, I have so many ideas. I'm not really sure where to start. Or they'll mention some perceived barriers to entry, like lack of expertise, the cost, or time. To all of that, I say bullshit. With self-publishing, you can literally publish every single idea that you have for the rest of your life. Just write a list and write the books. If you're not sure where to start, there are tools to help you get started, like my Make Money with eBooks course. And I even have a free workshop that you can check out. How can you become an expert without deciding that today is the day that you will be referred to as an expert? You need to assert this sometimes because, real talk, you may be waiting a long time for other people to declare that you're an expert at something. So reason number one why you should self-publish: because you can. There are no barriers to you self-publishing. You just need an idea. You need to implement that idea, which means you need to write the book, and then you need to get it in front of people that you're trying to entertain, educate, or serve. What about the expense? So, real talk, I spent $15 on my first book and 23 hours of sitting my butt in a chair and writing it. Technically, it was actually my third book because of, you know, The Biggest Snail in the World. The first book, which still is available for sale, is The Epic Guide to Moving to Colorado. That took about 4 hours to get done. The second book was a romance novel that I write under the pen name Autumn Stone. And those fiction books have actually made me a lot of money. And Autumn Stone and Her World, I write in a pretty lucrative genre. So if you're like, why are you writing this thing? I'm like, they make money. Here's my overall philosophy about basically everything that you're trying. You need to start where you are, because if you don't, many of you will never start at all, and that would be a shame. So please don't get stuck on the following. Cost of editing. I edit my own books currently, and as my earnings grow, I will actually start hiring and fairly compensating the editors that I work with in the future. I have noticed that people will try to not pay their editors what they're worth. That's lame. Don't do that. You need to fairly compensate them because they will be better editors for it, and you will hire better editors for it. I'm going to share a story about that. In fact, I wasn't going to share the story, but I think it's pretty important. I was talking to a friend of mine who is an editor. She is actually the editor that I recommend in my course. And I always say her name wrong, and it's hilarious. So Jana Lynch, who is an editor, and we were talking about this, and I was saying how when I came back from a 2-month trip to Australia after I quit my job, I was looking for all these different projects to do. And I said yes to a book editing project. Now, the thing is, I was and am able to edit books. However, when you hire someone to do a project and they say yes to a $100 book editing project, that's a problem because they are no longer incentivized to do a great job on your project because they're getting paid a penny an hour. So it says something about you as a person who would hire someone and pay them only $100 to edit your book. And it says something about them, in that case, me, who would take $100. It's like desperation. So if you are paying someone, especially a US-based editor, $100 to edit your book, there will be problems. It will not be good. It's not ideal. So you need to fairly compensate your editor. And there's a lot of different ways to get editing done. And that's the other thing too. So as you are earning more money in the future in order to afford that, just understand that there's more than one way to get your books edited so that they're professional and they look great and that your readers have a good experience. Okay, the other thing that people will talk about is time to write. Okay, I'm just gonna keep it real. You just have to wake up a little earlier or go to bed a little later in order to get your book done. You may need to dig deeper than you've ever done before for a certain period of time to achieve your goal. And I feel like there's just a lot of people who are very uncomfortable with the fact that working towards a goal contains some hard work. Like there is some hard work that is a part of that. So that's just honest. If you're unwilling to work hard for the things you want, then don't bother. I know it's a little cold, but I'm kind of tired of hearing people bitch about how hard things are. Well, life is hard. And if you want things, sometimes you have to dig in deep. And if you don't have that muscle, it's going to be uncomfortable when you dig in deep. But once you achieve your goal, whatever goal that would be, whether it's writing a book, doing a half marathon, you know what I did? I actually had a list of things that I wanted to do. And I had a half marathon on my list for like 5 years. And then finally, one day, I was like, I'm going to do this half marathon. The thing was, the half marathon that I was going to do was the day after. So it was the next day. I hadn't trained. I hadn't done any of that. By the way, that's very dangerous. You could have a heart attack. Don't do that. But that day, I was just like, I'm going to get this done because I'm sick of it being on my list. I run the half marathon and actually do pretty well for my age group. And I realized at the end of that, after running with 80-year-olds, there were 80-year-olds killing it on that course. It was a half marathon, 13 and a half miles. The majority of that run, it was mental. It was not the physical. The physical is hard because it took five or six days to recover. But the mental part was the harder part, was just telling myself that I could do it, that I could finish, that I just need to put one foot in front of the other. That was the hard part. So the mental piece is the piece that most people don't have developed enough. So freaking hard. Get the mental piece right. Once you achieve a goal that's hard like that, you can duplicate that effort and do it in other places. So anyhow, when you are looking to write a book, it's going to take time to do it. And you just need to put the time in. Like what else? As long as you're alive, you have time. So you might as well put it into the things that you're trying to achieve. And again, most people are unwilling to do the hard work. When people ask me how I'm able to stay focused on writing books, etc., I tell them the truth. I enjoy it. And honestly, I like the money. I will make the time because earning $2,000 in passive income in a month is pretty awesome, which is what I'm slated to make this month, just from my ebooks, not anything else. People will worry about who will read their book. Well, there's at least one person out there besides you who will read your book. There are so many books in this area of interest. So this is actually something that people struggle with, whether it is producing a product like a food item or a service or whatever, they always go back to, well, there's so many other people. And basically, it's a stalling tactic and a way for people to keep from trying. I write in the romance genre for my fiction books. Do you understand how many romance books there are in the world being published every single day, all the time, all day long? There are ridiculous amount of people writing romance or science fiction or nonfiction, and people still read those books. Here's the thing you have to understand about creating something where there are other people who have created a similar item. That is market research. It tells you that there is a demand for that type of content, and that is awesome. The other thing you have to remember, which a lot of people don't think about, is it takes a very small percentage of people to create a winning formula for you. What I mean is fame to a certain degree and income. You don't need a billion people to make income with the stuff that you're doing or to connect with. So there's this whole thing like you just need 1,000 fans. 1,000 fans in a country in the United States of over 300 million people, that's pretty reasonable. Like, that's doable. So stop talking about how there's all these other people who are doing the thing that you want to do. It's completely irrelevant. You just need to connect with 1,000 people in the US or the US, Canada, Australia, the UK, anywhere where they speak your language. So you could be a US-based writer, and maybe you're writing in Spanish, which is awesome. So you could get Spanish speakers reading your book in the US, South America, Central America. You see my point. You just need 1,000 people, if not less. So I'm making a pretty decent recurring income just with my books, and it's not with a ton of people. And I'm very happy with the income coming in, and I'm focused on growing it. So if you're thinking, well, there's so many other people who've done it, those so many other people aren't you, and people will connect with your writing style, your voice, your writing voice. So please don't use that as an excuse not to do what you're called to do. What about tech? Tech is scary. Well, actually, no, it's not. And I'll tell you why. In order to get started, all you need are one of these things, one of these four things. Actually, one of these three things. A pen and paper. You can literally just start with a pen and paper or a laptop of some sort. It could be a PC or it could be a Mac. It doesn't matter. I use a Mac, but if for some reason I didn't have access to my Mac, I have a Google Chrome. I have a Chromebook, and I could just start there and make things work. Or a cell phone. You could even work on your cell phone. I don't love that one just because I'm nearsighted, but quite honestly, you can use your cell phone or your iPad. Actually, I forgot to add that. You can even have an iPad and get started there. The point is, as long as you have pen and paper or a laptop or a cell phone or an iPad, you can get started. And with your cell phone in particular, or your iPad or your laptop, there are ways to record your work. So say, for example, you commute all the time and you'd like to get some work done, you could record into an app, start recording your book. So please stop making it harder than it really is. It's not that hard. You just need to get started. A lot of people also say, well, I suck at writing. Well, my first book is my worst book, but it's made me the most money. So even though I sucked all the way to the bank. So get the book out there. You have to get that first product out there in order to get the feedback that you need from your readers in order to improve your craft. Most people are very uncomfortable with feedback because it feels very scary. Like, what are they going to say? This is something that I put my heart and soul into. And what if they dog me out? Well, you need to pick who is giving you that feedback. I actually do not read my reviews. You know why I don't read my reviews? Because I've read other people's reviews and people are nuts. It's interesting because a lot of times people will have their own agenda when they are sharing a review. And it could be that they are a person who's never done something like this, who've never put themselves out there and written a book, but then they've decided that day, similar to Yelp actually, that they're just going to dog you out. So if you are needing to get feedback from your readers, there's a lot of ways you can do that. You can have beta readers. You could have a trusted person who understands what you're doing with your writing craft, who will go into your reviews and pick reviews that make sense, and then break it down for you so that you can hear it without judgment. So say for example, there's a bad review and it's like, you know, there's errors and typos. That's a legitimate concern in terms of user experience. A review that was like, I can't believe that the name of that character, blah, blah, blah. And they just keep going on and on and on. Like, that's great. That's too much, right? I have books where I read it. I'm like, this character's name is ridiculous, right? But if everyone else is loving the character, maybe I'm the wrong reader for the book. So sometimes people leaving reviews also are being disingenuous about the fact that maybe they're not the right reader for you. And so there's some balance to be had when it comes to feedback and just being candid about who should be attracted to the work that you're doing. So that's something to consider in terms of just the quality of your writing and feedback and that kind of thing. Imposter syndrome. Declare your truth. If you've spent years learning a skill, helping people, writing about a thing, blogging, whatever, then it's safe to say that you have some level of expertise in said area of interest. Let me give you an example. I wrote a book about moving to Colorado. Well, I've spent years answering questions that people would ask about moving to Colorado, like years, all the time. They would ask me. I even have a blog and podcast about it. So I wrote the book. And it's helped a lot of people out and saved me a lot of time. Romance novels. I've read romance novels since I was about 12 years old. I've read so many romances that it's ridiculous. I read one last night. Why? Because I enjoy them. And I have a lot of opinions about them. Some I love, some I hated. And sometimes I just wish that the heroine in this story would look like me. Like I was the person on the cover of the book. So I decided to write stories featuring women who look like me. I didn't want to wait for someone else to create these stories because, real talk, I started reading these books when I was 12. I am not 12 anymore. And I'm tired of waiting for other people to write books with people who look like me. So I decided to do it. And you know what? There's a reason why my books sell and other women who are writing books similar in similar fashion or people writing in different genres, they got tired of waiting. So stop waiting and get it done. I just went ahead and did it myself because I can. So I'm asking you, what are you waiting for? Again, reason number one why you should self-publish is because you can. There's no barriers to entry anymore. Stop waiting. Stop waiting for that traditional publishing contract. In fact, your self-published work could be the reason why you get a traditional contract because they can see that you will deliver what you said you will deliver. If you're interested in writing your own book, make sure to go to the show notes. Go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/why-you-should-self-publish. So again, it's michelleismoneyhungry.com/why-you-should-self-publish. You will be able to access the show notes from there. There's also a link to the How to Make Money with eBooks pre-recorded 20-minute workshop, so definitely check that out. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and I hope you write your first book. Let me know. Take care and have a great day.